Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Because here we are, one day before, 24 hours less before, December 21st, 2012, the ancient Mayan day of doomsday, when their 5,000-year count ends on the fourth cycle, when they predicted a cataclysm was coming to Earth, but they also believed that their creator God was going to return tomorrow in his silver spaceship to save the world from this coming cataclysm. We're going to be talking about this and many things today here on Doomsday Talk Radio. Let's see, Denny or Jenny, who's with me right now?
Oh, it's Jenny, Pastor Harry.
Hi, Jenny.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
And Mark, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so where are you at, Mark? You want to say or you just want to keep moving on?
Oh, I'm in the wake of what is that, the Storm Draco, which, by the way, means serpent or dragon, incidentally.
All right. Well, anyway, tomorrow is the day. The whole world's talking about it. Many people are terrified because they do not understand the ancient Mayan prophecy. So many people think tomorrow is the end of the world. That a massive comet or asteroid is going to smash the Earth and end all life. And that NASA's been hiding this information so they don't want mass panic. And, of course, the doomsday preppers believe the great destruction is going to come upon the Earth. But it's not the end of the world. It's the end of everybody else's world. And they're going to have to defend themselves and their homes against the zombies and cannibals. That's the doomsday prepper madness. But none of that's true. And I'll tell you, as far as a month ago, NASA cannot hide a massive object coming towards the Earth up to a month when it's near, because there's 1,000 Earth-based observatories that would all see this object. Nothing is going to hit the Earth tomorrow. That's not what the Mayans believed. They believed their creator God would return in his silver spaceship, who is the biblical Antichrist. And not only the Mayans, but the Buddhists await the coming of the fifth Buddha, their great savior, around this point in time. And the Hindus await the ninth incarnation of Krishna around this time, just to bring in the golden age of mankind. A billion Muslims await the coming of Imam Mahdi around now, this time, to bring in the age of Islam. Many Jews in Israel believe the Messiah is coming. Christians around the world, with their misinterpretation of the Bible, believe in the second coming of Christ or Jesus. And on and on and on. The Hopi Indians believe the Great White Brother will return, as did the Mayans. And, you know, the Mayans have an ancient pictograph, Jenny. It's like a picture built into one of their clock discs they had. And it shows their god in an almost, he's not seated. He's almost like a NASA astronaut is when they're in the space shuttle, like with his feet up in the air and his back down at the ground holding controls. So it's no doubt the Mayans believe their god came to them in a spaceship. It's not the Mayan prophecy. The Mayans were told by their god, the flying serpent, Quetzalcoatl, that he is going to return in 5,000 years to save the world. On December 21st, 2012, the day of galactic alignment and the 26,000-year precession of the Earth completed through the 12 houses of a zodiac. And now here's where some of the problems arise. Because some of the other prophecies about the return of this great Mayan god say that he will come at a time of great war and chaos and social collapse and upheaval, like world calamity, world stock market crash, wars everywhere. And we don't see that happening in the next 24 hours, do we?
Nope.
So we're just going to have to watch and see what happens. But I have a theory. I have a prophecy. I'm not, what I'm about to say, I am not saying is thus says the Lord. I'm going to tell you what I believe could happen tomorrow. And I believe it's a 98% chance this is going to happen. And I'll first tell you why this is going to happen. I just heard two things on the news today that blew my mind about the Mideast. Here's the first thing. Russia has been threatening to sell the Star Wars missile defense system to Iran for 3 years. And there's some talk that they gave part of it to Iran, some of these missile batteries with guided missiles that can shoot down Israeli and U.S. cruise missiles and jet fighters. But they really didn't deliver the real goods. I guess that's what we're getting now. We keep getting misinformation everywhere, Jenny and Mark. But the real information now is this. For 3 years, Obama did everything he could to appease Russia. He stopped the deployment of our Star Wars defense system in Europe. He gave up total control of the U.S. of the International Space Station in space to Russia. He gave all these concessions to Russia. Why? So Russia would not deliver this total Star Wars defense system to Iran, because Obama knows once that happened, Israel would bomb Iran, because once that's operational, they have no chance. They can't do anything. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So now it came out today. Because we don't sometimes get the true story for a little while. It came out today. Did Russia, they didn't break the deal they made with Obama. They didn't sell the Star Wars defense system to Iran. They sold it to Syria, two of them, and now Syria is sending it to Iran in ships. It's on its way right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when that Star Wars defense system is operational, it will take about a month, meaning they're going to have these missile batteries. They can shoot down at least 75% of the Israeli fighter jets and missiles when Israel tries to blow up their nuclear program. So within 1 month, Iran, between that and moving everything under the ground, will be invincible. So if Israel doesn't hit Iran in a month, they're dead. They're as good as vaporized. Or to put their whole trust in Obama, which is as good as vaporized. And then I heard something else today that's really threatening. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Right, we all know, if you've listened to the show, if you've been following what you can of the news, did about a week or two ago, Assad of Syria, as his regime's collapsing, armed at least 500 of his missiles with sarin gas warheads, the most deadly nerve gas known to mankind, invented by the Nazis. These missiles are really pointed at Israel, and they're about 40 miles from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And the missiles only have a shelf life of 60 days, and then they go bad. So Assad has about 40 days or less to do something with them. And the danger is, what if he would move some of these to Hezbollah or Hamas? Because they would launch them at Israel, okay? Or what if he decides to launch a missile at Israel to trigger World War III and take the focus off his collapsing regime? Well, now today, I read in the Israeli newspaper the following. Assad is moving some of his sarin gas missiles, these deadly missiles, towards southern Lebanon, towards Hezbollah. That means Israel must attack these missiles and blow the whole thing apart. And yesterday, the Israeli defense minister said, quote, "We have the right to blow up these Syrian missiles and sites that threaten our existence." And right now, our missiles are on the way towards Syria. I mean, towards southern Lebanon. Some of the missiles in trucks are moving right there. And the reason Assad is doing this, he wants Israel to blow up these missiles in the truck so to trigger World War III and turn the whole Muslim world against Israel. So sometime in the next 24 hours or 48 hours, we're going to see Israel hit Syria. All hell, we're going to see the beginning of the apocalypse. And back to my prediction. You know what I think is going to happen tomorrow, Jenny?
What?
And Mark, here's what I think is going to happen tomorrow. Absolutely nothing. And as the world's focused on Eastern Standard Time, you know, maybe 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the clock goes to 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I think the world is going to realize nothing happened. And then I think the world is going to go into a mass mockery and ridicule of everything prophecy. Mocking the Mayan prophecy, mocking especially Bible prophecy, and then it's going to go into a night of insane end-of-the-world parties, drunkenness, madness, and it's very possible that tomorrow at about 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is dawn in Israel, December 22nd, I think Israel is going to let loose. They have to, and they're going to blow up these sarin gas deadly missiles that are moving somewhere towards Hezbollah. They're probably going to hit Iran at the same time, and that means all hell will break loose. The world will be plunged in the war, total chaos, the collapse of the stock market, and within 3 days, which is Christmas Day, I believe the first rapture will happen and the Mayan God will return as the savior of the world. What do you think, guys?
Yeah. Hey, Harry, wouldn't you say,
yes.
Well, you kind of said it, that they'd be exchanging gifts and Bible prophecy will be basically dead. And that's something that I've been researching for the past few days and whatnot. That's when, after 3.5 days, which the Mayan prophecy is the 21st at 11:11, that's a half a day, you add 3.5 days to the 21.5, that puts you on Christmas. That kind of
right.
fulfills that the Church of
right.
Philadelphia is the two witnesses.
Right, and God may well vomit down upon the churches, as he said, on Christmas Day. But, Jenny,
yep.
look at how this is fitting into a perfect thing. And if I was Israel, I would do it on the night of December 21st, 2012, when the world is mocking prophecy all day, mocking the Bible. Then it's getting drunken feasts, because in Syria and in Turkey and all around the world, the whole world knows about this prophecy. In fact, Turkey believes there's one town in Turkey that's going to be spared the apocalypse. And in the night when nothing happened and everybody says, nothing ever happens, and they'll all be partying, end of the world, insane Friday night parties, they're getting ready for the biggest party they've ever seen. And I think Israel's going to hit Syria, and I think they're going to hit Iran and once and for all take out these threats. Because do you know how Israel right now is faced with annihilation everywhere they turn? They look to the north, there's at least 40,000 Iranian missiles pointed at them from Hezbollah. They have Hamas being rearmed right now from Iran with more missiles, a Fatah 5 missiles to fire at Tel Aviv. The Muslim Brotherhood is ready to take over Egypt and join with Hamas against Israel. Now you have Iran building a nuclear weapon to vaporize Israel, and now you have Assad moving these missiles against Israel. Somebody says the Mayan prophecy will be mocked, but the Bible doesn't give a date. No, the Bible doesn't give an exact date. It tells us the time frame. And here's the date. If Israel doesn't stop these missiles going in the hands of Hezbollah, they will lose 1 million people. Because Hezbollah will launch the most deadly sarin nerve gas warheads right into Tel Aviv, and about up to 1 million Israelites will be killed. So you think Israel's just going to sit back and do that? Do you, Jenny?
No.
Nope, they're going to blow them apart. And they said they have the right to do it, and now they're being moved right towards there. Assad figured it out. The devil whispered to him. The devil couldn't get Assad to launch a missile at Israel yet, but he's getting him to move some of the missiles to Hezbollah. Same threat. So now Israel, and I think it's going to happen tomorrow night, the world will mock the Bible and prophecy and all day long, and they won't be laughing for long. As Jesus said, woe to you who laugh, for your laughter will be turned to tears. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go away. This is the Murray Last Christmas. Probably we'll never see Christmas. One more false Santa Claus song, and we'll be right back.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever thought it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never laughed for Rudolph joining any reindeer game. And then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to stay. Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history. And then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to stay. Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. And then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history.
Hello, and welcome back to Doomsday Talk Radio. You with me there, Denny?
Yeah, I'm with you, Pastor.
Hello, Denny or Jenny, come in, please. We seem to have lost our sound. Where is our sound?
We still there?
Hold on. You with me there. Jenny or Denny, come in, please.
Yeah, I'm with you, Pastor.
Did you hear the breaking news, Denny?
What's that?
Assad is moving some of his chemical weapons towards Hezbollah in southern Lebanon.
Ooh.
That means Israel must attack within the next, I'd say, 24 to 48 hours. And as I was saying earlier, here is what I believe is going to happen tomorrow. Either Israel is going to hit Iran, either Israel is going to bomb Syria tonight, and they're also going to blow up these Syrian ships that are heading towards Iran with Russia's Star Wars defense system they're sending to Iran.
Great.
So either it'll happen tonight, or more likely, here's what's going to happen. Tomorrow, on December 21st, 2012, the Mayan Doomsday, absolutely nothing happens. No spaceship, no comet smashing the Earth, absolutely nothing. And about 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time around the world will see nothing happen. And they're going to go into a total mockery of the Mayan prophecy, and suddenly they're going to turn to Bible prophecy, and they're going to mock every prophecy and everyone that has ever talked about Bible prophecy in this insanity, and then it's going to be these drunken end-of-the-world parties all night.
That's what they were talking about on Fox News, saying whether they should go out and get drunk tonight or wait till tomorrow.
Right. And I think Israel's going to do is tomorrow night at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which will be dawn in Israel, I think they're going to launch a surprise attack. They're going to take out Syrian's missiles. They're going to take out Syrian's chemical weapons base. They're going to blow up any of these caravan that even looks like a caravan heading towards Hezbollah. They're going to blow up these ships, these Syrian ships that are heading towards Iran with the Russian Star Wars defense system, and they may even bomb Iran's nuclear plant. And that would mean by 6 o'clock, by morning time, December 22nd, the world will be plunged into World War III.
Mm-hmm.
And within 3 days, the world economy, as I said, will collapse. The world will be plunged in total chaos and anarchy. And the first rapture for the true followers of Jesus will happen around Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. And then the Antichrist will come as the savior of the world. And, you know, somebody said, just like Jesus said, at the time of the end, he said, be alert. Don't be caught up with the drinking and partying and carousing of the world. Don't
You're
be
right.
drunken like in the days of Noah. Don't be a drunken, drugged-out idiot out in the streets, but be following God. But it really looks like this is going to happen. And if you think it's not going to happen, well, then you're not in reality, because Israel must blow up these Syrian missiles. Now we learned, Danny, as I said before, we just found out today that Russia sold the Star Wars defense. For 3 years, Russia played Obama like a fiddle. And Obama gave up the Star Wars missile defense system in Europe, so Russia wouldn't sell their Star Wars defense system to Iran, because he knows Israel would attack Iran at that moment.
Right.
Right. Then Obama gave up control of space and the International Space Station to appease Russia. And now Russia double-crossed Obama. They said, we never sold the Star Wars missile defense system to Iran. We sold it to Syria. And now, right now, Syria has it loaded in ships, and it's on its way to Iran.
Wow.
So between that and between Iran working on their nuclear weapon to hit Israel in January or February, now Assad did the unthinkable. He's moving some of his chemical weapons to Hezbollah in southern Lebanon to launch at Israel. And they want Israel to hit. So it looks like they're the aggressor. They're the ones that started it. What were you saying?
How can Israel fight a two-front war? It seems like it would be hopeless.
It's not hopeless. Israel isn't fighting any war, Denny. Israel can bomb Syrian's missile sites. Israel could take out where Syria has its 500 missile sites, sarin gas missile sites, in 1 hour. They could take out this whole caravan, wherever they think it is. They can blow up the ships that are heading towards Iran with this Star Wars defense system, and they can blow, and their air force can blow up Iran's nuclear reactors the best they can.
Right.
They could do all this in 6 hours. Syria's only a 30-minute plane ride away from it, 15 minutes away in an F-16. Sure,
wow.
They can do it. Of course they can do it. And then they'll be fighting World War III. But they won't be fighting World War III against sarin gas and nukes. They'll be fighting it with conventional bombs.
Makes sense.
Israel is beyond pushed into a corner. Israel's being grinded into a corner. And if they don't stop these missiles, they're going to be – a million Israelites will be killed. Every one of those missiles that hits will kill 50,000 Israelites. Sarin gas is the most deadly gas known to mankind. And it only lasts for 60 days when it's mixed. And that means it's probably got 35 days left in it, 35 or 40 days. This is going to happen. And I really think – I'm not saying thus says the Lord, but I believe this is what's going to happen tomorrow. Nothing's going to happen, and Israel's going to hit at about 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which will be about dawn in Israel, Jerusalem time. And all the people in these bars and clubs across America and the world partying their brains out, getting drunk, suddenly someone will say, hey, turn on the news. Israel just bombed Syria. And then it begins.
Yeah, exactly.
And then God, the first rapture would happen around Christmas Eve to Christmas Day. And Jesus will take his true followers home to heaven, whether it's 7,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 or 700,000. That's when he separates the sheep from the goats. And that's when right now the only thing that really should matter to you is ask yourself the question, do I have a worthy walk with God? Is my walk with God holy and worthy of heaven? Am I being led of the Holy Spirit? Am I living the Christian life that God wants me to live? Or am I living a life of compromise, selfishness, and being controlled by fear? That's the only question to ask yourself. That's the only thing that matters. Because once Israel hits Syria, and it's too late to become worthy. You're going to have to get worthy during the tribulation by overcoming the Antichrist and 666, this Luciferic initiation. But look how close we really are. And as I said, every prophecy of man that they've ever made about the end times has failed. But December 21st, 2012 is the devil's prophecy. And if it's off a few days, he doesn't care. But this is what he's pushing right now. When he succeeded, he couldn't get Assad to fire a missile at Israel a few days ago. So we got him to do the next best thing. Move some trucks with sarin nerve gas towards southern Lebanon. And now Israel has to hit. Somebody says, Israel has the strongest ally in the world, America, right?
Dead yeah, right.
Wrong. Dead wrong. Because Obama is the enemy of Israel. He has done everything he can to work against Israel. He has turned on May 19th, 2011, Barack Hussein Obama turned on Israel. He reversed U.S. policy of 60 years and said Israel must accept the Hamas doctrine, 1967 borders, which means they have to give up Jerusalem and they'll be destroyed. 3 months ago, Israel had a secret plan with Azerbaijan to fly over their airspace to hit Iran. Obama found out about it through the CIA, and Obama outed Israel so they couldn't hit Iran. 3 days ago, Israel tried to work with Jordan to launch a surprise attack against Syria's missiles, and Obama outed it again. Obama is the sworn enemy of Israel. He is going to send, he may want to disarm, he wants to disarm American citizens, but he's going to send F-16 fighter jets and tanks to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, who have just declared that they're a Muslim nation under Sharia law.
Yep.
Obama is the worst enemy Israel has ever had, and America is cursed because when Obama turned on Israel on May 19th, 2011, instead of America rising up against Obama to demand he leaves office or change his policy, they bowed in fear and terror to this black Muslim dictator.
Yep.
You know, and Obama's sitting back. Obama's just waiting for, I think Obama thinks a spaceship's going to land in a few days, and out will come the black Messiah. I think when Obama sees the Antichrist as white, with black hair and blue eyes, this giant 7-foot-tall white dude, I think Obama's just going to have a heart attack and keel over. And Hillary Clinton will say, wow, I don't need to use this cobra venom after all.
Where's Hillary been? She had kind of a head wound with that concussion.
Somebody said, somebody made this statement. It would be political suicide for Obama not to help Israel. Let me tell you something. How is it political suicide? Obama won the election. There is no more election. You can't run three times. When all hell breaks loose, Obama will declare martial law in the United States, as will every leader in the Western world. And then Obama thinks he'll rule the world for 30 years as the king of America, persecuting Christians and the white race that won't follow the Antichrist. Hey, Obama don't even mean nothing anymore because Assad did the unthinkable. I'm saying right now there were Syrian ships headed towards Iran containing the Star Wars missile defense system. Once that is put together, they can knock out 75% of every Israeli fighter jet and missile.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, Syria has worse as ships going to Iran with the Russian Star Wars defense system. They have trucks moving in a caravan, bringing deadly sarin nerve gas missiles towards Hezbollah in Lebanon, the terrorists that will launch away at Israel. And even if he has the trucks filled with sawdust that don't matter, he's making it seem that way. But see, they have satellites, Israel, and they see this caravan. They see what's happening. And see, Benjamin Netanyahu, the bold leader of Israel, he knows the world situation. He's very smart. He knows tomorrow is the Mayan doomsday. He knows what the world will do. A day of fear, followed by relief, followed by mockery of everything prophetic, followed by drunken parties. What a night to hit Syria and Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Iran, they've heard about them. The whole world knows Mayan apocalypse. And Russia's licking its lips because when the war breaks out, they're going to attack Saudi Arabia. They're going to blow up the Saudi bases to take all the oil. And they may even blow up the U.S. base in Alaska and demand Alaska. The whole world's going to explode in total war chaos, 3 days of hell on earth. And the first rapture will happen, and it looks like it's going to happen for Christmas Eve. So, hey, all I can say is watch and be ready, as Jesus said. But now the clock is ticking. And nothing's going to stop what's to come. The devil's going to get his way just maybe a few days, a little later than he wanted to. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go away. We'll be right back on Doomsday Talk Radio at the end of the world as we know it.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to have one. You know, if this was any normal day, if this was any normal Thursday and Friday, Israel would have already hit Syria. They've already would have blown up this whatever missiles they even believe are coming towards Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. But it's not any day, any normal day. Tomorrow is a day of world panic. The world's going to go through panic and fear in the relief, in the mockery, and in the drunken partying. As to, and Netanyahu knows that, and the he could postpone this hit 24 hours and take out everything Syrian. Blow up all the missile bases in Syria, blow up this entire caravan they're tracking on satellites, blow up the Syrian ships that are going towards Iran with the Star Wars defense system, and blow up Iran's nuclear facilities. They could do that in one night, and I believe they're going to do it tomorrow night because they can't wait anymore. And with the sarin nerve gas, I'm sure it'll send a few of those missiles to Hamas through the Muslim Brotherhood, and they will say, we have the holy missiles from Allah. Yeah. One missile, 50,000 dead Israelites in 1 minute. That's how lethal sarin nerve gas is. And these things are moving towards Hezbollah in southern Lebanon right now as we speak. So, you know, I'd be amazed if it just does, if Netanyahu doesn't let loose tomorrow night. No one would see it coming. It would be the perfect night of all nights to hit. And I don't think he's going to. And 3 days ago, they already said, we have the right to blow up Syria's missiles that are threatening our very survival. These sarin gas deadly missiles. And this way, Assad doesn't have to do anything. You say, yeah, I just move and miss my trucks around. I didn't start anything, you see. He wants Israel to look like the aggressor. The devil don't care, so he's off. So he's not really off. He gets World War III to explode tomorrow night, and in 3 days, first rapture, and he brings his son in a spaceship on Christmas Day. There you go. It looks. What's wrong with that plan, Jenny?
Looks like it's a pretty good plan.
Yep, and it looks like it's going to happen. Because Israel, what, are they just going to do nothing and wait to be hit with sarin nerve gas from Hezbollah and Hamas? Obama is sending the Muslim Brotherhood F-16 fighter jets and advanced battle tanks right now. What's Israel going to do? Wait a little more. Let's wait till the Muslim Brotherhood takes over next week, and then they join with Hamas to fight us. Well, every day Israel waits, it just gets worse for them. It doesn't get better. Every day it gets worse. And so, you know, it's just like people would have cancer. Every day you're worse, the cancer is spreading more and more throughout your body. How long are you going to wait? Well, Israel can't wait much more, and I really think they're going to hit tomorrow because the devil's doing everything he can. He don't care if World War III, he don't care if he brings his son into the world in this little fake spaceship tomorrow or on Christmas Day. What's the difference? He has to bring him near that prophecy or he wouldn't have gave it. And I'll tell you something else I believe. The Bible code says December 2012 is encoded with the end of days. And I always believed, and a lot of Bible scholars believe this as well, that God has allotted 6,000 years for mankind's free will to run its course after the flood. 6,000 years of violence, rape, murder, war, killing, drunkenness, violence, child abuse, every horror under the sun, and when the 6,000 years ends, will come the final testing. And you know what, guys? Nobody can figure out exactly when that 6,000 years ran out. Some think it ran out at the beginning of this year. Some think it ran out last year. Always wrong. But I think it ran out today. And that's why I think the devil set up the coming of his son in the Mayan prophecy for December 21st, 2012. It's a day of this galactic alignment. It's the day of this 20,000-year procession of this earth through all the houses of a zodiac. It's the winter solstice, and it's pretty close to when it's going to happen. You know, so I would be amazed if we're still doing a show on December 22nd, 2012. And, hey, nothing happened. Israel's just waiting to be killed. I don't think it's going to happen. But if I was Netanyahu, I would hit tomorrow night. When half the world's drunk and the other half's asleep, and even Syria's even Iran and Syria are mocking the Mayan prophecy. Even Turkey's all caught up in this. It's all around the world right now. Dude, this is the biggest global event I've ever seen. And what a time for Israel to hit. Tomorrow night at dawn. And, you know, somebody keeps writing to me. They say our doomsday clock's off by 3 days. You know that, Jenny, on our site?
Yeah, exactly.
Our doomsday clock is going to end, I think, December 24th, 2012, and it looks like it may not be off at all. It may have totally been correct all along.
Divine intervention.
Yeah, exactly, by not putting in the leap years. But anyway, the most important question, like I said, Obama's not going to even have a chance to disarm America. And, you know, do you know Obama's not even going to implement his phase one to disarm America till January, Jenny?
Why did he start last week?
Because he doesn't. Obama probably believes very soon the spaceship is going to land. Out in his mind will come the black messiah of all nations, faiths, and creeds, and then he'll be the ruler of America. Then he can do whatever he wants in his mind. So why even worry about it?
Did you see what happened on the news?
What's that?
They said Obama may use executive orders to rectify the situation, and
right,
that
but
was
we
on.
Don't, right, but it doesn't matter what Obama's threatening in January. We're not going to see January, and Obama won't be here, because when the Antichrist comes, it'll be Hillary Clinton that is put in power to, as the FEMA interim leader of America under the new world order. Obama will be gone. Hillary Clinton will be in power. And when they see that 95% of America is following the Antichrist of all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, they don't even need to take the guns away. Just turn them on the Christians. They already have an armed army. See, all their fears will be laid to rest. You see? So, I mean, all this Obama thing, Obama don't even going to get his chance. And the fact that Obama's not even going to initiate a plan till January shows he doesn't even care. Plus, when the spaceship lands and out comes this great white being, when it ain't a black man like Obama and the black Muslims believe, he could have a heart attack and just collapse right in the Oval Office, Jenny.
Is that why Hillary Clinton is resting at home? Is she just being safe so she doesn't get blown up or anything?
Sure, she's a fake concussion. She don't have a concussion. She's just rest waiting for her time to come. That's right. She's in a safe location. Somebody says, so you're saying that Israel has no choice. Israel must strike, blow up these Syrian missiles, or they're going to have a third of their population annihilated by sarin nerve gas and then finished off by Iran in a month. Now, Israel, what would you do? Somebody's going to kill you. What would you do? Wait to die or strike? What do you think Israel's going to do? They're going to hit. And the only reason Israel has not already blown apart Syria, blown up these missiles, while they haven't blown up this caravan, is because they're waiting for tomorrow night, the perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
And Netanyahu's smart. He knows what's going on in this world, Jenny.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You have December 22nd, World War III explodes. December 23rd, the world's stock market collapses. December 24th, probably that night, Christmas Eve, and the Christmas Day, first of two raptures. There you go. Obama gone, Hillary Clinton in power, and here comes the Antichrist as the extraterrestrial savior of mankind, the god of the Mayans, the Hopi, the Egyptians, the Babylonians, the Sumerians, the Buddhic savior, the Hindu savior, the Muslim savior, the Hebrew Messiah, and the second coming. But wait till they look at him, the world press, when they say, wait a minute, they're going to see this 7-foot-tall Caucasian white guy. Gets beautifully built, with no beard, long black hair, bright blue eyes. That's nothing we think of Jesus. And they're going to say, do you claim to be Jesus? And he'll smile and say, no. He'll say, I'm Christ, the anointed one of all religions, faiths, and creeds. They'll say, who's Jesus? He'll say, he was just my little prophet, boy, and teacher. See, Jesus will be demoted to a mere prophet, and the Vatican will accept that, and there you go. Vatican will be the first world religion to accept the Antichrist. As the savior of the world, the Antichrist will sit down and make a peace treaty between Israel and the Muslim world. And then all hell breaks will begin. When he starts to teach his religion of sex and Satanism, and then leads a second Holocaust against everything Christian, he's saving Israel for last in this time around. Israel's the dessert. Christianity is the main course. And this thing is probably going to go down in 24 hours. And you know what? If Israel wants to wait, why? Here's the question, Jay. Why would Israel wait another day? Why would they let those missiles get even closer? Why? What's good? Why would they wait? Why are they going to let these ships hit dock in Syria in Iran that has a Star Wars defense system that once they put it together, it'll shoot down every plane they have? Why are they going to wait? You know what I mean, Jay? Why wait? Right?
Yeah.
This is, you know, we've been saying this is it for a long time. And, you know, Satan could not get World War III to explode 3 days ago. He doesn't care. He'll get it to explode tomorrow night. He doesn't care. As long as his spaceship, son, savior, messiah comes within 3 or 5 or 10 days of this Mayan prophecy, it's all good. As long as it happens in 2012, it's all good. He doesn't want it to go into the next year, and it's not going to. It's just we don't want to believe it's going to happen now. Even people that believe in Bible prophecy say, yeah, it's going to happen, but it can't happen now. Maybe 2013, maybe 2016, maybe 2027, maybe 2045. How about in the next 24 hours? Because Israel's very survival is threatened, and they're not going to be hit by sarin nerve gas. I can promise you that. Not as long as Benjamin Netanyahu is alive and breathing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Probably will. You know, tomorrow the world's filled with fear in the morning. You with me, Mark?
Oh, yeah. When the
fear
great,
I mean, tomorrow morning, a morning of fear and panic, holding your breath. Then nothing happens. Then suddenly mockery and laughter, and then the attack on everything Christian, all prophecy, especially Christian. People don't even care about the Mayans. They want to be bashing Christianity, Christian, all prophecy, followed by a night across Europe and America, drunken partying, of madness, and then suddenly somebody turns on the TV in the bar and says, Israel just hit Syria, and then it begins. That's what I think is going to happen. And Satan's more than happy to let it happen that way, because that's what he was able to get. He couldn't get Assad to fire a missile at Israel 3 days ago. He don't care. As long as it goes down within this box of 2012, December 21st, he's fine with that. 10,000 doomsday parties across the world, mocking prophecy, mocking God, mocking everyone that ever made a prediction, and wham, World War III. Because why is Israel going to wait? You going to wait till the sarin gas gets to the terrorists? None of you, they're going to wait? Going to wait till those ships get to, they're going to wait till those Syrian ships land in Iran and they start putting together this Star Wars misguided missile defense system?
Right.
They're going to wait till Obama's F-16s and battle tanks go to the Muslim Brotherhood in 2 weeks so they can attack Israel? They're going to wait 2 more weeks so Hamas can reload 5,000 more missiles to start firing at Tel Aviv? What are they going to wait for? Why wait? Are they going to wait because you don't believe in Bible prophecy? Are they going to wait because you want the end to be 5 years from now so you can finish college and marry Mary Jane, whatever her name is? God doesn't care about your little plans. He has a big plan, and it's about to happen. I've said a long time ago, it's going to go down between 2006 and 2012. December 21st, people are mocking me. And I'll tell you, tomorrow we have a very special day because at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when we usually do this show, I was invited to be part of the X-Zone radio show for an hour. They're doing a 36-hour nonstop marathon on this day.
Wow.
And I think I was invited so I could be mocked and ridiculed and made fun of.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, laugh away now, Rob, because you may not be laughing in a few hours. And if I get to go on that show, then what we're going to have at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on this very show, we're going to do a special show. And I'll talk all about what happened on the X Zone. If the X Zone cancels me, we'll be on tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If we're on X Zone, we'll be here 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Excellent. Was that Sirius Radio?
No, it's everywhere radio. But the point is, I think he just wants me on to mock me and ridicule me. And I'll say, that's okay. We'll see what happens tonight. And it's just interesting, as I said, there's ancient pictographs with the Mayans. They drew these, like, discs. And in one of the discs, it shows this their god in some type of headdress. And he's seated in a NASA flight position, like, down, like he's reclining with his feet up holding controls. You see, that's their god returning in a spaceship.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I really hope they do mock me. Let them mock me, ridicule, laugh. That's probably why I'm on, as a human pinata. But I'll say, well, laugh and mock now, because you may not be laughing at about dawn in Israel, about 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when Israel hits Iran. And
I can hear them now. They're going to say, when are you going to stop making predictions? That's exactly what they'll say.
Say, well, I'm about done making predictions, because it's going to happen. Unless you think Israel is going to be allow themselves to be hit with sarin nerve gas and one-third of their population dead, Israel can wait to see. No, Israel doesn't wait to see if they're bluffing. You can't bluff with sarin nerve gas. Israel must hit. There is no bluffing. Here's somebody in our chat room just wants to keep hoping it don't happen. It's going to happen. There's no bluffing. They have satellites. They see the caravans from the missile site trucks moving away from where the sarin nerve gas is towards southern Lebanon. And the only reason Israel hasn't bombed Syria now is because tomorrow is the most perfect day of all days. The most perfect day of all days. Even the Syrian army will be mocking the Mayan prophecy. The whole world will be mocking it once the fear passes. You know, NASA put out a video saying nothing's going to happen on December 22nd, 2012. Well, NASA, I think you may be a little wrong. Maybe a comet isn't going to hit the Earth, but World War III is going to explode. There's no bluffing with sarin nerve gas. You must blow every truck apart. You can't wait to see. What are you going to wait to see? When the missiles hit Israel and each missile kills 25,000 people fall dead in 1 minute? Sarin nerve gas is the most lethal nerve gas known to mankind. The Nazis invented it. You breathe it. Within 45 seconds, you go in the convulsions. You fall on the ground. Within 60 seconds, you stop breathing and you're dead. A cloud of death. Unstoppable. So, no. There's no. No. Somebody here, right? They're in denial. You know, there is no bluffing. You cannot take the chance. You must hit. And aside, sarin nerve gas pointed right at Israel's no bluff either. That's why they're going to blow all of them up. But, I mean, I will put the links up and all for X-Zone, but they may not have me on. They may change their mind. They've done it to me before, scheduled me, and I wasn't called as a guest. But I think tomorrow they're going to have me on for some mockery. It's okay. Gia said, woe to you who laughs now, for you will mourn. You know, woe to you who mock, for your mocking will turn to terror. So, you know, mock away. But, I mean, I just hope, did you use this time when this show ends in 6 minutes to really look, go stand in front of the mirror and really ask yourself, do I really have a worthy walk with God? Am I really doing the things that God wants me to do? Am I really led by the Holy Spirit? No, the world is not going to end tomorrow. It's not the end of the world. But World War III may explode in the Mideast. And 3 days later will happen the first rapture for the true followers of Jesus. And the Antichrist will land in Earth, Jerusalem or Giza, as the extraterrestrial savior of mankind. The savior of everything, of all religious faiths and creeds. And so that's what looks like is going to happen. And when I heard that they're moving the nerve gas, I said, look at that. The devil couldn't get Assad to launch a missile, so we did the next best thing. Move the missiles towards Hezbollah. And they'll probably wait. In their plan, you know, Hezbollah has about, say they have 50 of these sarin nerve gas missiles. They'll send 10 down to Hamas, and they'll say, at the count of three, let's annihilate one-third of Israel. See? Ain't going to happen. The only reason Israel did not blow up the caravan and Syria's missiles today is because what day tomorrow is.
Yep.
So that's what I believe is a 99% chance what I'm saying will happen tomorrow. I'm not saying thus says the Lord, but I'm saying it looks like it's going to go down. Why would Israel wait 2 more days? What do you wait for? What are you going to wait for? You know, there's no more waiting anymore.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry that your little life plans will be interrupted, but Jesus always told us to pray for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Be doing God's will, not your own will. And I would like to say, you know, to the people, real quickly, to our listeners, when we're stranded here in a horse corral in a brutally frozen Montana, to those that helped us get a roof and propane, thank you. When our car broke down and we were stranded here with no transportation, thank you for those that sent us money to get something to drive. Thank you. When we're trying to drive on the worst roads of pure ice in history I've ever seen in my life, but thanks for the donation from someone that allowed us to get ice and snow tires. So I want to thank all of you that helped make this broadcast possible, because if no one helped us, we would not be here now. We would have had to abandon this RV. We would have been in a shelter somewhere. There would be no show. And I want to thank all of you who really came through to help us. God bless you. And now we have about 3 minutes left. Like I said, we'll be here tomorrow at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If I get on the show, we'll put the link and we'll be here at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which may be our last broadcast of the world as we know it. Until the internet goes down, we'll just keep doing shows all day through these 3 days. But once Israel hits Syria and Iran, it's too late to be worthy then. You're going to have to get worthy in the tribulation by overcoming the Antichrist and 666. Let's see, we have about, what do we have here? 90 seconds. Danny, you have 20 seconds. You have any comment, questions, say something?
I just think it's interesting that they were talking about parties and getting drunk on the news for Mayan Doomsday, and that's exactly what Jesus said to avoid.
That's right. But drunkenness, partying, and the cares of this world.
Right.
You know, Mark, 5 seconds.
Yeah, these people are in love with this life. I'm ready to go home to see Jesus. I'm done with this place.
Well, world's evil, and the closer you walk with God, the more you don't want to be in this world. But we have to have a worthy walk with God to be taken in the first of 2 raptures. If you've been rebelling against God in any way, end that rebellion now. Plead to God to forgive you. If you, God's been telling you to do something and you refuse, now is the moment in your life to stop that rebellion. Or if God's telling you to stop doing something, stop doing it right now and plead to God for mercy, because he's coming for his true followers. Those that don't rebel, those that follow. I could sum up our site, our ministry, the gospel, and everything Jesus said in two simple words. Follow me. Not me, Jesus. Follow Jesus. I hope the show has helped you. I hope it helped you all along. I know it helped the people that helped us. And we'll see what happens tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. And always remember, if you're part of false Christianity, if you're going to these godless fake churches, you're not on the path to heaven in a rapture, but you're on the highway to hell, straight into the tribulation. God bless, good night, and take care.